I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey.
In other words, this show contains mature content. Viewer discretion is advised.
Where'd you go? You lose! Where'd you go? Back against the fucking wall! want a piece of better day.
We want the truth. We want the wrong way.
We want the truth. We want the truth. We want the truth. We want the truth.
We want the truth.
We want the truth.
We want the truth.
We want the truth.
We want the truth.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Punk in Drublic. I'm Allison Chains. And no, we have not been shut down due to what happened on Tuesday. I thought it was a horrible, horrible dream. And it might have sounded like my show last week wasn't paying attention at all to what was going on. I do my show on Monday, and then it gets rebroadcast on other days. So, yeah, I really regret not doing something leading up to the election, but I had no idea. I had no clue what was going to happen. Tuesday just seemed like a horrible, horrible nightmare, and if I went to bed and woke up on Wednesday, that it would be erased and that we were all duped and, oh, just kidding, he didn't actually win. That did not happen. Ugh. Anyways, I was also thinking on Wednesday, man, I should have played It's the End of the World as We Know It, as did, I guess, every other frickin' radio station in the world had the same idea and did that. But I wanted to find a cover of it, and surely I did, so I was happy with that. We just heard the Suicide Machines with It's the End of the World as We Know It. Before that, DOA, they did a remake of their own song, but changed it up a little bit and called it Effed Up Donald. And then leading things off, what goes around surely comes around. NOFX, Idiots Are Taking Over from their album War on Errorism when George Bush was in office. So it looks like we might have 4 more years of awesome punk music. Yeah. Because a lot of good stuff came out when Bush was in office. Not only that, a lot of great comedy came out of him being president. It was really hard to make fun of Barack Obama. Like, he didn't care. He's like, cool, whatever, make fun of me. Ha ha ha, yeah, that's right. With Donald Trump, I have a feeling comedians are going to make fun of him and he's going to try to sue them all. It will, like, force him to crack. Maybe he'll have a nervous breakdown because people are making fun of him so much because he's so sensitive. One can only hope. But the flip side of that is if Trump goes away, we're left with his vice president. And I think his vice president is a little bit more scary than Trump. I know. Hard to believe, but thankfully, we're in Canada. Whew, we dodged that bullet just by a smidge. Anyways, I promise I won't talk about this election too much because we got to get over. We got to move on now and figure out where to go from here. What are we going to do? Because this is what we're left with. And like I said, in Canada, at least we're kind of untouched by it. But it'll be interesting. An interesting few more years.